With Connecticut Public Radio News, I'm Diane Orson. The House Intelligence Committee appears ready to compile its report on the impeachment inquiry after 2 weeks of public testimony. That's despite the fact that several key witnesses who were subpoenaed to appear have declined to give evidence. Joining us to look back at the drama of the sessions to date and to look forward to what's to come, Jim Himes, Connecticut's 4th District Representative, who's had the opportunity to question all of the witnesses so far. Good morning, Congressman Himes.
Good morning.
So you've had some interesting exchanges with several people who appeared before you in the past 2 weeks. What struck you the most?
Well, I think the two big takeaways I have from the 2 weeks of hearings, number one, America doesn't usually get to see the sheer competence and thoughtfulness and equanimity of its diplomats and federal, you know, Department of Defense employees. And what an incredible I don't want to use the word performance, but my gosh, I mean, just absolutely thoughtful, forthcoming, courageous. I mean, somebody like Colonel Vindman, who was under fire unfairly for possibly having dual loyalties in Ukraine, who remains in the military, presumably with aspirations to continue there. Absolutely incredible courage. The other thing, of course, that comes out is just, you know, every single witness without question added specificity to what we know to be true, which is that the president used official acts, a meeting in the White House, aid to Ukraine in the service as leverage. And, you know, we can talk about whether it's bribery or extortion or what it is, but he used it as leverage to try to get the Ukrainians to investigate his political opponent. And, of course, fired a superb ambassador in the service of that corrupt aim. So it's a pretty dramatic couple of weeks.
Have you had a chance to have any private conversations with your Republican colleagues about the hearings? I'm just wondering if their views are different behind closed doors than what they're saying publicly.
Well, you know, a few of them are. They're pretty careful given the press scrutiny. Behind closed doors, I do have colleagues who will say the behavior was simply wrong. They might then go on to say, but yeah, it's not impeachable, which puzzles me. I mean, you know, the defense that you saw develop in these last 2 weeks was, number one, that it didn't happen. You know, that the president has the right to investigate corruption and hold up aid if he believes that a country is corrupt. Of course, that's not even within a country mile of what actually happened. You know, the president showed zero interest in corruption, and we know that because in two phone calls with the Ukrainian president, he didn't mention the word corruption once. So you have a lot of Republicans who are just sticking with theories that are not supported with the facts. And then, you know, defense number two is, well, golly, yeah, maybe it wasn't ideal, but, you know, president's the president. He's got the authority to do this, which is kind of the, you know, president as king take on this whole matter.
Well, let me ask you, several people who are at the center of the scandal have declined to appear, like Mick Mulvaney and Rudy Giuliani. In your view, is it right to press on without hearing from them?
Well, ideally, we would hear from them, and Mr. Giuliani in particular would be good to hear from because he was running this whole corrupt effort in Ukraine that led, for example, to Ambassador Yovanovitch's firing. He was communicating with some truly corrupt people in Ukraine in the service of the president's desire to get dirt on Biden. So, yes, it would be good to hear from him. Here's the thing, though. We're not going to give a guy like Rudy Giuliani a platform in which to say whatever he wants to say, quite possibly to lie to us. There's a number of people in jail or going to jail for lying to the committee. And so before we talk to any of these folks who might appreciate a platform, we will need to see emails and documents and, you know, other things that we have subpoenaed that would actually allow us to focus the questions around the facts. So, and I say that particularly with respect to the State Department, where we have subpoenaed documents. And as we learned, when Ambassador Sondland turned up with an email from the Secretary of State, when you get the documents, you actually learn a lot, which, of course, is why we're not getting the documents.
Well, do you expect to get those documents?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, you know, the executive has shown brazen disregard for Congress's right to perform oversight, quite frankly, for Congress's right to undertake impeachment, which, you know, the courts would tell you is the sort of maximum power of the Congress of the United States. So hard for me to handicap that. I will tell you this, though, in the service of oversight and separation of powers, those who block subpoenas will be held accountable. The end of the story here cannot be going forward that if a president considers an investigation inconvenient, he or she simply says, no, I'm not cooperating. That alone would be just immense damage to our democracy.
In the 1 minute we have left, what happens now?
Well, you know, there's obviously a couple of stories simmering, you know, on the back burner. We come to learn that, you know, Lev Parnas, the individual who's worked with Rudy Giuliani, who is under indictment, may have information that he has provided to the committee about his activities. It even looks like the ranking member, Devin Nunes, is coming under some scrutiny, possibly for having taken a trip to Europe looking for dirt on Vice President Biden. These things need to be investigated. While that happens, a report is being written by the committee. That report will ultimately be conveyed to the Judiciary Committee to decide if articles of impeachment are warranted here.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Congressman Jim Himes, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Connecticut 4th District Representative Jim Himes is a member of the House Intelligence Committee. I'm Diane Orson.